Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to all of our premium podcast members of the Tenpenny Files who are getting this special deep dive podcast and interview done specifically just for you. The deep dive interviews have a personal conversation with our guests that join us on This Week with Dr. T and find out a little bit more about who they really are. For those who have missed the interviews that we had with Laura, go back and listen to it through the podcast area. So let me introduce to you today's deep dive special guest, Laura Abele. Laura Abele is an entrepreneur who founded World Check in 2000, WealthX in 2010, and then went on to have her own interior design company starting in 2014. In 2020, she moved on to found the United Democratic International Movement for Awareness and Freedom, which we talked a lot about in our last interview. So if you want more details about all of that, go back and listen to This Week with Dr. T that I did in the morning. Laura, thank you so much for being here for a few more moments for our premium podcast members. It's just been such a joy to get to talk to you and get to know you a little bit better.
Thank you, Sherry. It's my pleasure.
So I like to start these conversations with something a little bit more personal. You know, our guests find it kind of interesting because they're usually talking about their businesses. But where were you born? And tell us a little bit about your childhood.
So I was born in Madrid, Spain. I'm Spanish. My parents are Spanish. My parents decided to put us through English school. And so I always grew up in international schools, English schools. That's where I get my bilingual sort of nature. I think more in English now than I do in Spanish because I always write in English. I was married to an English man for many years. So I have that sort of bi-culture personality of Spain and England in my upbringing. But I grew up in a very happy family. I am extremely close to my mom and my dad and my sister and my brother. My sister and I are only like 12 months between us. I'm the eldest, but she's just 13 months younger than me. So we grew up very much like twins. People think we're twins. We look at one another and we think we don't look so much alike, but people sometimes confuse us. So I have been blessed with a wonderful family. I think that is the key to everything, really. I don't think there's anything that I've done or anything that I have achieved or the person that I am that I cannot say that I owe it to having had such a wonderful family from the beginning, and they're still there for me always, you know, they're like my compass, as it were. So yeah, that in a nutshell is me and my childhood.
And so your family all lives in the UK now, where you are?
No, they still live in Spain. So I kind of tend to come and go a lot so that I'm with them as much as possible. Yeah.
And you mentioned before that you have three children. How old are your kids?
My kids, the eldest is 24. She turned 24. And the young ones are 14 and 13. So there was a bit of a gap because I was busy building companies between the first one and the other two. So that's why. Same father, but a big gap because we were really busy building these companies that we spoke about earlier in the other interview. So yeah, I've got three wonderful children that are my biggest source of joy and happiness, really.
So what drives you to stay in this fight? I mean, you've had a couple of successful businesses. You still have an interior design business. What drives you to stay in this fight and what keeps you going?
I think my great passion for freedom and for truth and for being useful and for doing my bit, you know, I am that type of person. I'm the type of person that if there is a situation, I always feel it's up to me to do something about it, right? Other people might just sit back and wait for others to come to the rescue or think of a solution. I'm the one that's always there. And I've always been that way, you know. I've always been, you know, there's got to be something I can do, right? And so really it's just about recognizing that we are going through a very dangerous path to pretty much our own extinction if we don't do something about it, and wanting to be of service at this time in warning people, in raising awareness about things, but also very much in motivating and inspiring people to be better, to do better, and to understand that we are better, that we are more powerful and more wonderful than they've led us to believe.
Hmm. That's strong. That's really good. If
Yeah.
I were to take you up in a spaceship and you were could see the whole world like from outer space and look down on the world, what would you think is the biggest problem in the world today?
I would think that the biggest problem in the world is ignorance.
Hmm.
Ignorance, not just to the threats of those that are, putting in place this very nefarious plan of a one world government, but ignorance to our own being, ignorance of who we truly are, ignorance of our own power, ignorance of the fact that we're not just flesh and bones like they want us to believe, but actually that our organic bodies are the vehicle to an immortal soul that is within us that will be here before, after, and always. And so the ignorance of our own understanding of who we are is our greatest threat, because in not knowing who we are, they will convince us eventually to become something else, which is the saddest outcome I could ever think of. Is the not knowing of how wonderful you are, and therefore letting others convince you of becoming something other than what we are, these God-created wonderful creatures that we are. And I think that's the biggest threat. It's just that ignorance. And that's why I speak very often, and I motivate and I inspire people to understand that we are better than this, we are greater than this, we are more powerful.
You know, you've mentioned spirituality a couple of times, and you mentioned the deep meditations that you do. So what does God mean to you?
Oof, God means everything, really. I've always had a very sort of personal relationship with God. I am not someone that practices going to church every Sunday. I respect greatly those that do. That's not been my experience. I was born in a Christian country. I'm a Christian. My grandma was very, very believing in God and Christianity, and I think it comes from her. But really, I've always had this very personal, very peculiar relationship with God, where I have always felt that I can talk to him. I have always felt that he was with me. I have always felt that he was around me in all the beauty that I see, not just in nature, but in babies and in children. I am reminded of God very much when I see a new life, because it's unspoiled. It's how we should be, right? And so God for me is everything and everywhere, and it is my greatest source of strength and purpose in life, is this sense that we are created in his image, that we are creators like he is a creator, and that we will go back to him because we came from him. And this is what gives me the sense of fearlessness and the sense of purpose and the sense of strength that I have to keep going through what is happening, and to have the strength and the courage to stick my head above the parapet. Yeah.
That's really lovely. I think that's just what we all should aspire to. So let me ask you a couple of rapid fire, just sort of quick questions. What do you like to do for fun?
I think sing and dance. I love singing and I love dancing, and I've always been a dancer. And I'm the type of person that when I'm cooking in the kitchen, making dinner for the kids, I've got the music full blast. I'm cooking and dancing as I go. And it just lifts my spirit after a whole day of working and being concerned about all of these things that I'm reading and writing. It just, you know, it lets the steam out. I love it. I love singing and dancing. And of course, getting together with friends at times to do just that is always a great fun thing to do.
So what's your favorite kind of music?
All sorts. Funnily enough, I love country music.
Oh,
And
wow.
I don't really have any connection with the U.S. other than everything that's going on. And America is a very important part of what is happening, because America and Americans are really the last hope, in the sense that they are the only armed population left in the world. This is why they wanted to remove the weapons from you, right? The guns. And so America is an important part of what is happening, but I don't have any other connection than just being very interested in American politics and everything that is happening. But I've always been drawn to Western, country music. Always have. There's just this melancholy and also this fun about it. But you know,
It's
I
good
also like,
dance. It's good
yeah,
dancing music.
it is. And, you know, funnily enough, I said to a friend recently, you know, I've always wanted to have like cowboy boots, but like real ones, you know, not pretend. And he gave me a pair, which is great fun because I've always wanted to learn to do line dancing. I've got to do that. That's in my bucket list. I have to do that before I die. But other than that, I love some pop music, and I love classical music too. I listen to a whole array of things from, you know, 1940s music to nowadays music, you know, everything except heavy metal. I can't stand it. I can't stand heavy metal music. Not my thing.
Well, you also have mentioned that you've traveled a fair amount and you've been to a lot of different places. Do you have a favorite country?
Oh, that's a tricky one. My ex-husband is South African, English South African, and so I spent quite a bit of time traveling to South Africa, which is a wonderful country, really, really beautiful. And I remember that we went on safari a few times just to see the Big Five and to be out there in the bush. And there was this wonderful, wonderful feeling of becoming a spectator of nature. And like, you know, like you've just been put there to just watch this wonderful symbiosis of how nature happens around you and all these wonderful animals around you. And you're like hopeless, helpless, and not meaningful in that point of time in that moment. You know, it just places humanity in a completely different type of scenario and dynamic. And I felt that was a very, very special thing to do. Africa has something really special. I encourage people to visit Africa. The light, the feeling, everything. I found it a really interesting experience to go to Africa. I've been to North Africa as well, but South Africa I just know better because of circumstances. I've been there many times, Cape Town and the wine region, and it just felt beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah.
I've been there, and it is a spectacular place. I mean, I thought Cape Town was one of the coolest places I think I've ever been, and I've been in a lot of places, and I really, and it was a long time ago. It may have changed now. It was probably right around 2000 when I went there. It may have changed, but I just thought that it was just a lovely place to be. The food and the wine and everything about it was really, really good. So I'm glad that you got to spend a lot of time there too, other circumstances. So as we close out with our interview today for our premium podcast members, what words of wisdom would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, I often say to people that it can be very daunting to face some of the things that we're talking about. You know, the enemy seems very big and very fierce and very powerful, right? And they really do have control of the world, as it were, in this matrix that we live in. But I always remind people that we are much more powerful than what they've led us to believe. And that sometimes the change can come simply by each and every one of us making changes in our own life. You know, that has a ripple effect. And so if you're sitting at home wondering, what is it that I can do in the midst of all of this that is going on, this craziness and this madness and this inverted world that we're in, where right is wrong and wrong is right, and they're really trying to drive us nuts, right? What can I do? And I often say, try to focus on your life first. Try to focus on what you can do in your own immediate circle to make your life better, to make you better, to gather more strengths within you. And that is often only achieved through an introspective journey. I think this great awakening is not just about awakening to what is happening outside of us, but awakening to who we are inside. And really garnering and gathering that strength, that inner strength that is actually going to allow us to really face whatever comes our way. So put your house in order, as it were. Deal with your own inner ghosts. Try to become stronger, not just mentally, but also physically. And then that will create a ripple effect in your immediate family, in your friends, in your neighborhoods that will be able to see your own transformation and be encouraged to make their own transformation, as it were. I believe that we can each make a difference. And I believe that as we transform, the world will transform. That's what I encourage people to do.
That's beautiful. Where could they get more of you? Because you mentioned that you write a morning and an evening on your channel. Tell people what channel. And I think that you really need to tell people what is the correct channel. Because if you just go out and put your name into Telegram, like me, there's all these fake channels that come up all the time,
there
you
are
know?
Many fake channels out there, yes, unfortunately.
Yes.
So on Telegram, my channel is called Laura Aboli Channel. And if you see that I have just under 170,000 subscribers, that's me. If there's less, that's not me. But it's Laura Aboli Channel. Hopefully they'll get to me to the right one. But yeah, it's a bit annoying, all these impersonators. I have them everywhere. But hopefully they'll find me just
Yeah,
through that.
I say the same thing. I'd say I'd have to hire another full-time employee just to be, you know, reporting and deleting and all of the fake accounts that come up about me on Telegram and Instagram. And, you know, we've been off of Facebook and YouTube for a long time. I've been permanently banned from them ever since I became one of the disinformation dozen. But all these little fake channels, and I think that what you said is really true, you know, for the listeners, you know, if you see a channel that's got just a couple hundred followers on it, it's not me and it's not Laura. We've grown our channels organically, and there's a couple hundred thousand followers. So you know the real one from the fake one. I think that's really true. So thank you so much, Laura, for being here with me today. It was just such an honor to be able to talk to you. You're one of my, I mean, I just feel like I'm sitting and talking with a rock star. When I couldn't believe that you said yes, that you were going to be coming on to be a guest on my show. So I want to thank you so much for being here this morning. And I want to say thank you to our premium podcast members for your monthly support. Makes our work happen. So with that, I want to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient with trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until we meet again on the next broadcast, stay close to God. He'll never let you down. And have a great week. And Laura, thank you so much again. Goodbye, and God bless everyone.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.